Simon Shimon Vov. Mr. Brewer is on Sif Aleph. Aleph Ben Yovesh. So he said the person can't climb a tree, whether it's a lach or whether it's a Yovesh, Pirish, Philim Kvarni Thiabish the Gamri, Shane Bashum Lachluch his clout. It's totally withered. It has no moisture at all. I'm not sure all of enough of a perisov. Its leaves, its branches, its fruits have all fallen off. There's nothing to pull off. Right? Because also the reason why it goes is because you might pull something off of the tree. Well, there ain't nothing to pull off. Chazal made it also. They made it across the bird issue. Excuse me. Some say there's difference in the winter and the summer. In the winter, all the trees look like that. You know, they're barren, etc. So, but in the summer, where all of the trees are laden, and this tree is barren, it indicates it's no longer a living tree. So the malacha of Tarlis doesn't apply to it anymore. So the gzera wouldn't apply.
So what the gzera?
Correct.
Whereas,
what we did last week. Okay, that you might come to tear something off. Ven yitlim, so you can't hang on the tree, be supported by the tree. But huadin, they nishonin v'nismachim bas. You can't lean on it, you can't be supported by it, you can't hang from it, you can't do anything. Any way you want to use the tree will help the person. But ven mishtamshin. Because you can't use it. You can't use it. You can't put an item on the tree. Someone says on the tree, you can't use the tree to take it off. I'm not really using the tree. I'm just taking it off of the tree. Well, once it's on the tree, I can't take it off. So you can't hitch your animal to the tree. You can't use the tree in any way. Anything which is attached to the ground. However, it's only osur if it's three tvachim high.
Putting something on the tree or taking something off the tree or tying an animal onto the tree is using the tree?
Correct.
Taking something off of the tree is using
the tree. Yeah. Shemi Yitlush, this is all the gzera because a person might go up on the tree and he might take something off of the tree. All them leaves or enough him or branches or pears or fruits. He'll do that because he wants them. If he takes it because he wants to use it, that's a chiyuv chatas. That's a chiyuv deraisa. So all of this is a gzera. He might kind of do that. Then he said, if a person went up into the tree on Shabbos, if he went up a shogeg, it's a mutter leirid. He's allowed to come down. But mezid, he cannot come down. So shogeg mutter leirid. Avo gavda b'yirida zum mishtamish v'ilan. As he's going down, he's putting his weight on different places, parts of the tree. Avikain ain lesser love the gami yeshiva so mishtamish. Well, but sitting there is also using the tree. So what's the difference if he's sitting on the tree using the tree or climbing down the tree using the tree? So they let him come down. However, if he went up to Bemezid, Osalerid, Ad Motzei Shabbos, the Kansinale, we give him a Kanas, we punish him that he can't come down. Now, yeah. Let's say he went there Erev Shabbos, so we let him come down even though he went up a mesa. B'chol gavne, pirish. Bein ola ayodas leirid kadim chashecho. B'choshel kadim shehispik leirid. He went up, planning to come down before Shabbos. And next thing you know, time went too quickly and he ended up being there once it's already Shabbos. He went up there planning to be there on Shabbos, which is wrong. Still, we let him come down. What to lay it? Test. Now we have the also lalus afila merav Shabbos adaitalis Shabbos. He should not have went up there erev Shabbos to be there on Shabbos. So hakaponim mishtamish b'ilan b'yeshiva. So he's using the tree by sitting there, which is wrong. So what he did was wrong. It's not the same level of punishment we give him, and he went up on Shabbos b'mezid. We give him a kanas. He went through erev Shabbos, even though what he did was wrong. We don't give him a kanas. Okay. Then he says that there's a Yesharim says no, that if he went up there planning to come down before Shabbos, so then we let him come down. But he went up there planning to stay there on Shabbos, we give him the same kanas as we had before, and he has to stay there till the end of Shabbos.
So the first one that says it's mutter for him to come down, why are we more lenient there?
Because at least when he went up, it wasn't a mice. It itself wasn't a mice of Aira.
But he
so what?
But either way, so there's two things going on. On Shabbos, he's going to be using the tree either way. If he went up there before, he went up there on. And the second thing is, he went up there with the intention of doing it on Shabbos. So how do we? Why is this? Why is the case where he went up before more lenient?
So the act of climbing the tree is improper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that the climate tree wasn't improper in and of itself. It's just it was its intention which was the problem. We don't hold him faulted for the fact that he went up with the tree. We just say you should have come down before Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so which he didn't. The problem is that he ends up there being there on Shabbos.
I thought we made the sitting and the climbing equal.
Not exactly. We said that that either way you're using the tree, so we might as well come down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we argued, on the other hand, because I wanted to give a knas to a person for doing something improper. So, in this situation, if Chazal did not feel the need to give the knas, so you go back to that point of there will equate the going down in the yeshiva as one. Whenever there's a kanas, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So the second opinion says, even when he went up Erev Shabbos, we give him the kanas. Then you know, local yud family kesor v'sherm. We follow the first opinion that if he can come that situation, he could come down. Now, but with dafka olam, this whole heter applies by a person. Because the Gami Shiva Soy Allah Ilan I say Israel, because staying there in the tree also really is not proper. But somebody put an item there from before Shabbos, you can't take it off there on Shabbos. Yud Beis. Asalitli. She'en Isr Bihiyos Kalim Munachim Me'atzim Al Davar Hamukhubr Shabbos. The Isr isn't the fact that the item is sitting there. But rather, he's taking the use of the tree when he takes it off. So why should you take it off? Being there is not a problem. But taking it off is using it. So why should we be not to use it? But by taking it off is an act of using the tree, which is problematic, and leaving there is not problematic. So of course you have to leave it there. Now, Vatamda also litul b'Shabbos. Chazal said you can't take off a tree on Shabbos. In other words, they consider that an act of using it. It's as you're doing it, many times you end up leaning against the tree or against the branch, and that's all part of this issur of using of being mishtamish in the tree. Anything which is above the height of 3 tvachim, Chazal made the exam. Without Aval PK, also the Neach, Be'er Shabbos, Al Yilin Kalim, Hamutarim, Lo, Vishtamish, Be'Shabbos. The Metechshu, Vishtamish, Be'em, also the Ridam, in Yilin, Be'Shabbos, Kedalei, Abbasim, and Reisha, and Zayin. So don't put something on the tree which, you might come to take off it might come and take off of the tree. Or something which it would be normal to leave there and put it there and leave it, and they don't normally take it away. So then there'd be no issue to put it there from before Shabbos. Then he says, this is all referring to trees and things like the tree. It applies also, Chazal took this issue and they applied it even to if you had a pole which has already been detached on the ground and processed, etc., then you put it back into the ground. Chazal made this issue on that also. But if you have soft reeds, which are soft like vegetables, so Chazal did not aser be mishtamish with a yorek, with a vegetable. You can't pull it off, but Chazal didn't, because generally it wasn't common to use it, and this wasn't the gzera of being mishtamish for Elon. They didn't make it on, they made it on trees. So now, what's the status of this reed, which is soft? So it's like a vegetable. Shmur Yudalit, Harbor Poiskim servant, Shakonim, Hasim, Hiskashat, but if a type of a reed which is going to get hard, Filibrachusin, Arehan, Kielan, Vasim, when they're soft still, before they've hardened, they have it done like a tree. The Hutter, Elekonim, Hagdalim, Ba'agam, Shedim, Hiskashim, Lalim, it's talking about the reeds which grow by, down by the marsh, which always stay like grass. Even though they're more than three tefachim high, they never get hard, so they never didn't like a yark. Because they ain't osir lishtamish b'yark, because all they're not osir yark. V'chala savim heim, they go into the grasses. V'chala savim heim, because all they're not osir grasses. Kevin Kivur, Masifkim, like we'll talk about further on in this simon, in Sifkim. Koso poiskim. Davul became also the stamish bekloche kruv with the las gourds. The stems which hold the gourds are also to use. Davul gav the gabi yorik logos of chachamim. So gourd is like a vegetable. Shein hachashem koshim, but they are hard. The vines which they grow on like a vine type of a thing. So that's more like a tree. It gets hard like a tree, like wood. He disagrees on this whole thing. He says that Bekonim and Beyorik, Chazal did answer it. So the language changed. It said you can't use a tree and anything which is attached to the ground. So that includes yarek. So the Taz understands it to mean that even the yarek and chonim arachim would be awesome. The bach is also mach. So we have its machlokes. Al-Basefer Elia Rabba, Hissig Al-Zer, Behavi Bekama Mishonim, the Pasuk Ramah. Many Mishonim did pass on like the Ramah that Yorick is Mutter. Mashavi Midoshan Aramam, Ein Raya Klau, the language of the Ramah is shifted from tree to Mechubar Lakarka. That's not going to be a proof. The Kaya Kol, Al-Elon, Hamutsu Mekarim. It's referring back to trees. So why do you switch the language of Mechubar Lakarka? Because he wants to stress, Kol b'zach filim yisyabash t'garmi she'en olav shum olim v'nofim lo shach v'zach shemalim yisraf ilachi asa. So he stressed with anything attached to the ground meant to include even a tree which is dead. To the point that there really is not really any real gzeira, it's still the asa. That's why the Rambam switched the lashon of Mechubar Lakarka to stress that. So Yerava says, like the Rambam, kiyarek. It's only if it's soft. Even though it's not as hard as a tree, you can't use it. Then give a new problem, now you might break it. And that's a form of breaking it off from where it's growing. He agrees with the Ramah that Yarek is mutter. But he makes a difference between whether if it's harder, then just really soft, it can break. So he's been makri at the end now that has that Yarek is mutter and Kanim are mutter as long as they're soft. Okay. Now, sif beis shrusha ilan hagvoyim min aret shlusha tefachim. Also, the shemesh b'hem. If you have roots, so sometimes the roots run above ground as opposed to running on the ground, below the ground. Erosion erodes away the dirt which is around it, and you're left with this exposed root. So if that root reaches a height of 3 tefachim off the ground, so you cannot use it. If it's less than that height, you could use it. Why the kakarka chashiva? Within 3 tefachim of the ground, we consider it basically you're just using the ground. It's like the ground. If at some point when attached to the tree, they're above 3 tefachim. As they go closer to the ground, they're less than 3 tefachim. So do you say the fact that part of it's above 3 tefachim gives the whole thing a status of above 3? It says no. B'makom shegavoyim, shasha asurim. B'makom shegavoyim, shlosha mutarim. When they're 3 tefachim high, that part is not part of the ground. They're less than 3 tefachim. So it's mutar. There are 3 tefachim off the ground, and there's a hollow area beneath it. So the way Mishabur says it's going back now back onto the tree, not onto the shrush instead, but onto the tree. You have the leaves, you have the branches of the tree are reaching down. Let's say they're 3 tefachim off the ground. But the way the ground is uneven. Even though at some points the ground rises, and therefore at that point it's within 3 tefachim from the branch to the ground, you can't use that part either. Okay. Zok to Mishnah Berurah. Tezayin. Shrusha Ilan. Shetim in the karka, benirim, kamabilonas, haskenim. The branch, the roots are visible, like you have by all the trees, that there's erosion around the roots. Also, Shtamish. Avagav, the hokal is shakuli hai shemayitlish. We're on the tree, so there's leaves, there's branches, there's fruits. Nothing to pull off of the roots. The roots are the roots. So it's not the concept of Shema Yitlush is less applicable. Philochi goes to be chacham the chazal where guys have made it us. Pachas less than 3 years later you'd be mishtamish b'hem. But in honor of Shetlilon, in the stomach of the karkash, Pachas of Shasha Tvachim, you have a branch which reaches within 3 Tvachim of the ground. It's just like it's on the ground, and you're allowed to use it. Okay. The karka chashiva, we deal with those ground. Rishar leishalein, you can sit on them. Koshkin, b'yorik, shen geboya shlosha tefachim. If the b'yorik, which doesn't mean a height of three tefachim to start with, for sure it's mutter, b'vadei mutter. Chen ilan katan, a boy peris, yegedis, v'gedem. You have a small, like type of a bush, which has yegedis are like blackberries. So it's a very low bush. After the mutter kol shu pachas b'shesh tefachim is less than 3 tefachim high, so you'd be allowed to, you would miss, I'd be sitting on it, but you'd be mishtamish with it. But yesh lomar lehepa, we can say, however, we could argue the other way around. The kol, the yesh peiris, who have the yesh lizer shalom, the yishtamish shalom shem yitlish. Since it produces fruits, so the gzera, you might take something off, it's still applicable, even though it's less than 3 tefachim. Now the comer Shrashil and why discuss over here the height of three tefachim in the context of roots. Shane by Paris, on Paris, is a rock mishum like plug, mutter pachas mishtosh tefachim. But whereas the branch, even within 3 tefachim of the ground, but if it has fruits on it, so what's the help of 3 tefachim of the ground? You might pull the fruit off. V'chein yarek ha'aroy lechila efshe gam kein da oser afilu bepachas mishtosh tefachim mitam zeh. So,
but we're not worried about leaves then, it seems like.
We are,
huh?
As I said before, the gzera was you might pull off a leaf.
So, it's
or a branch, right?
Yeah, so this whole thing about the fruits or vegetables or something like that, that would...
But this concern within three tefachim that we're concerned that he seems to say applies only to fruits.
Yeah. So we're not concerned that about leaves. I'm saying.
This specific issue, right?
Yeah.
Not in general.
Right. Now.
Okay. Fine. Okay. I'm sorry.
So if there's a small bush or something, like that, we're not worried about knocking leaves off of it or something.
Right.
Like. Okay.
In Boyim, they're going from above 3 to below 3. The lachas shahubu shloisha chazu nichfufu. It bent down after it went up. It bent down again. I'm not sure why you think that thing was just at an angle. But okay. So he says, whatever's above is above, whatever's below is below. Mutarim aval gav shereish zeh hanichvav who gadol abom imakim ha'aser. So here's the tree. Here's this thing which is above three tefachim, which is aser. Then this, and then then the roots curves down. It comes out. This root is basically the only way it's getting its nourishment is from it's attached to that so much is above 3 tefachim. And you could argue, as the roots grew, so when it was this piece of root was here, it slowly moves along the path. Well, that piece when it was here, when it was high, it was also to use. When it bent down, it becomes mutter. Now it's part of the karka. So it's part of the karka. You can lean against the trunk or something, use the trunk in some way within 3 tefachim of the ground. The tree is much higher. So at the bottom, 3 tefachim, you're allowed to use. Even the tree itself is alive and it extends much beyond it. Because this spot where it is not part of the Yisr. The Yisr is about 3 tefachim. So he says, what's the case? So he says, what's the case? You have branches which come out of the tree and they go down. There's a gap of 3 tefachim. Between them and the ground. So you have these branches coming out, and there are at least 3 tefachim off the ground. But on a different part of the tree, one side of the tree, the branches are within 3 tefachim off the ground. See a picture like a pine tree, which starts having leaves, branches very low. So your first branch is within 3 tefachim off the ground. Well, it depends on how high the ground is. So on one side, the answer is it's above 3 tefachim, one side is below 3 tefachim. It was higher on that side. So from the ground till the top point of the onov of the branch is 3 tefachim. It's not 3 tefachim. So that we say it's mitzad echad doesn't help you. That's if it's only with the one side. The other side, it's above three tefachim, and one side not. But if you have two directions, let's say north and south, even though east and west are not, but north and south are lower down, and they're within three tefachim on the ground, you can use them. They're not batal to the other two sides. Okay, Gimel. Mutter leilich agabi asavim, bein lachim bein yaveshim. You're allowed to walk on grass, whether the grass is alive or it's dried already, it's dead. Kim and Shayna miskab and litlish, because the person's intent is not to do tlisha. Okay. Avol echem beginnis asrim litl yudeim ala hasavim, shemashkim isam. I allow you to walk on them, but I didn't allow you to wash your hands over them because you're watering them. Even though you have no intent for that purpose, it's inevitable. So even though walking on them is also inevitable that it's going to tear off, let's say. But that's a case where it's a psik resha and it's a mechalkal. That's not what his intent is. But over here, we're afraid that the person wants he wants it to grow, so any liquid which does not cause growth, the person would relieve himself of his urine or other liquids which don't make things grow. So you're allowed to pour them there because they're not doing anything. It's not a good idea to eat in the gardens. If you plan to serve some water there, it's very difficult to make sure that no water spills. So we said the grass, whether it's lach or yavish, the grass is long, and he's going barefoot. They get caught between his toes. It's similar to the Leipzig ratio, who she told us, it's not definite it's going to break. So therefore, even if it does break, tear some of them out of the ground, or off of their stalk, and Yisraelov doesn't create an Yisra. Shuena Mitzchama, he had no intent for that, and it wasn't definite it was going to happen. Okay, he finishes his walk, and he finds that there's some grass which got caught between his toes or on his shoes. So usually sakam biyodim, he can't. They're muksa, so you can't take them off. You know, oh, this is sticky. I don't like this here. So he's cleaning out his feet, his toes with his fingers. The serim tilta mishum muksa the vanish moshes hayim mechaborim. These items were attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos. They get din of muksa. Some which is attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos, and you're not allowed to take it off. So that's called that's muksa machmas iser. So that remains so even if the middle of Shabbos has changed. So you say you're allowed to walk on them. Kim shenim miskaven. Vayim ber locha shekstav the hechid. There's some of him gedolim. But if you talk about it's high grass. Yisrael Yotzlem, don't run. David Sikresha, she told us, Ravadi, running on high grass is definitely going to pull some of it out. Actually, I feel that the lamb of Mehera Gam came, even not only is running prohibited, even walking quickly should also be prohibited. Okay. mashkim with some. You can't wash your hands there because you're causing it to grow. Watering plants goes under the umbrella of the malach of zareya, planting. So it's a form of making it grow. The malach helps it grow. That's part of the planting process. So also goes under the umbrella of the malach of choresh, which is plowing. Plowing is readying the land to accept the seed. So it's softening the land. So if I pour water on it, I'm also softening the land. It's more susceptible to seeds, etc. So I can have either choresh or zareya in that malach. Even though it's not as kavana, it's psikreshu. The yavshu shal yoyo legadlam. He says, but you can't say that when you're washing your hands, it's not going to help in some way. It's definitely going to help some way. He's in somebody else's garden. Gina's. So it's not his. It's not something which is important to him. So the Tosafos which brings the sheet which says that's mutter. The Tosafos kimin the secret secretion lo nichalehu shariyaf lechatchila. It's a secretion, but I couldn't care less if his crops grow. So secretion lo nichalehu is mutter. That's what they hold. Our poskim oisim gam a secretion lo nichalehu lechatchila kama vur b'seif simin shin chavayin shal. Some argue, and that was the point to the Aruch and the other Rishonim. The Aruch said, "B'sikresh l'nichale is mutar l'chadchila on Shabbos," and the Tosis argued with him, etc. But it's a liquid which is not going to make things grow. Meraglayim fish azim him. They have a sharpness to them. Sharpness is when they burn the crops. Vanim asam milatzmiach. They prevent them from growing, as opposed to aiding. Or the liquids which do not cause growth. You can picture a strong alcoholic wine, not necessarily good for your ground. Sorry if it burns it. Gam kein hazroyim. So one example is wine. And it burns on each other. Gam kein hazroyim. Sarif. Kein. Okay, I'm not sure how to write. Kein shar masher shu. Can you say other types of kein? Which other types of liquids like that? Because when you run the chakil, you run the roilers off the mashkim. You shouldn't even be dripping other liquids there. I believe Rabba should cause up the biyayin. Should cause it ein lazar klal. Strong wine, which is going to be just going to be damaging for the plants. The alcohol will burn them, etc. That's what you don't have to worry about it at all. In the cloud, canal because we regard the meidvash for shecher yesh mayim kavali matzmichim med, which is a combination of honey and let's say beer, etc. These type of things still has water in it, and therefore it's a problem. Seconds. There he said it's good to be macro not to eat in the Guinness, because if you're going to use water, because water is very hard, not that it shouldn't sometimes it spill. Lamed. Kosevatas. The Guinness Yeshba Yosem Yeshivim Amma. You have a Guinness which is more than 70 Ammas wide, etc. Davi Carmelis. Lubahani Be Shum Hekif. Which now, even though the defense around it doesn't help, you can't carry inside of it. Eating there, you have to be very careful because you can't carry anything dalanamis. That'll be a problem, not only in his own gina, but even in his neighbor's gina, in a gina that he doesn't care about. Okay. Okay. Thank you.